Good morning. I'm an absolute massive Coldplay fan. And when I saw that the Candlelight organisation was doing a Coldplay performance in Truro Cathedral, I jumped at it. I'm not sure with Coldplay I've ever been to Truro, but this is the closest thing for me at the moment. And last night we attended. I didn't really know what to expect and who was going to play and whether there was going to be any singing. There were three lead singers and a wonderful backing orchestra with additions of guitar and drums. And I can only say that it was amazing once they'd sorted out the sound, because the vaulted ceiling can distort the sound, but the sound engineer did a brilliant job. And everything was clear, could hear the singing. The three men who were lead vocals were fantastic. They had an air about them that was very spiritual, like a higher source. I could feel the energy off them spreading to the audience, and it was a really big audience, two aisles down the whole length of the cathedral. And throughout the first half, we were all sitting there, just getting into the music, recognising our favourites, maybe tapping with our foot to the beat, and a slight jig on the seat. And I don't know about everyone else, but I was really wanting to get up and dance. I know that dancing is so good for me to release all the energies. I've had a couple of quite difficult days, and I miss dancing. I used to dance a lot when I was younger. And anyway, so we had the break, walked around the cathedral and saw the amazing tapestries that a lady had spent 10 years crafting with bits of silk. Story from the Bible. I won't give too much away. You should go and visit. It's free to go in. Go and have a look and be amazed at what she's done, what she's achieved. Some of them have, well, they're all fantastic, but there are a few that are really, really amazing. Tells such a story. So we were all sitting in the second half, and many favourites were coming up. I was so wanting to get up and dance. Well, fear was stopping me. I needed to be courageous to get up and go dancing and down the aisle so that no one can complain if you're dancing in your seat. So anyway, thanks to a couple, John and Laurie, beknownst to everybody, they were up in the back gallery and they were dancing the whole way through, but they got the courage and came bounding down the aisle, encouraging everyone, turning to everyone, beckoning us to come and join them so that they wouldn't be the only ones. And I did hesitate for a few minutes, but then someone else got up and I just like, no, I'm doing it. I got up and we had a massive party at the front. Loads of us came up the front. Everyone was dancing and joining in and really getting into the music and how amazing Coldplay is, and appreciating the talent that this orchestra and these three fine singers were displaying for us, getting us. Well, it's the most amazing place to have a concert in the cathedral, where you're the closest you can be to the higher source, Well, for me, it's God. To others, it's whatever it wants to be. It released so much negativity, so many things that we hold on to that we don't need to, and we don't realize we're doing it. And afterwards, when I was going home, I felt so good, so free. And yeah, no, so thank you, Candlelight Concerts, and to the Coldplay three singers that just helped us. Their part of service in giving us that strength to let go of things that don't belong to us, and to be free of those energies, to be happy and joyful, and not to fear, to do the things that we want to do, not let anyone hold us back. Culture's a lot to blame for that, where we're not allowed to do that. We have to sit in our seats, we have to be quiet and not make a show of ourselves because of what people will say. But this isn't the case. So be brave, be courageous, and dance. Be happy, smile, laugh, not be afraid of doing the things that will help others and help yourself, to show love for yourself, to be generous, to be loving, to be kind. And that's all of what it's all about. So I give you that thought, and my cat is also, if you can hear him saying his bit as well. Yes, and don't forget you. So have a wonderful day.